Yesterday, I came to the defense of LeBron James. He was being attacked by the mainstream media. He was being attacked on social media by such important people like Michael Rapaport. I cannot figure out why that dude is famous. Does anyone know why Michael Rapaport is famous? When I was researching that video yesterday morning, I looked at Michael Rapaport's Wikipedia page. I was trying to figure out how this dude got to be famous. According to Wikipedia, Michael Rapaport is a comedian. Okay. I've never found him to be funny. Maybe other people do. Except when I am laughing at him, I find him funny for saying something ridiculous. That's the only time. He's also appeared in a long list of movies that I've never heard of. Now, to be fair, I don't really watch a lot of movies. Some of his acting credits, they could have been huge movies back in the day. I don't know. But I'm getting a bit off topic here. The point was, I defended LeBron James yesterday. I am not going to defend him today. I'm still waiting on a full ratings report to come out for Christmas Day in the NBA. As of the time that I'm preparing this video, which is about 8 o'clock this morning, the full ratings have not been released. When they do get released, we will cover it here on the channel. However, we do have preliminary numbers for one NBA game on Saturday. The game that was involving LeBron James, Lakers-Nets, Saturday night, prime time, ABC. Adam Silver and the NBA, they had a brilliant strategy heading into Christmas. We are going to force some of our biggest superstars to sit out because we need to keep everyone safe. 2 weeks ago, SB Nation published an article pressuring the NBA to suspend the regular season. At one point in the article, they even mentioned going back into the bubble in Orlando. Did you not see how that worked out the last time? It was a fucking disaster. Now, I do have to give credit to the NBA. Logistically, the bubble was a success. To bring that many people, that many players, coaches, staff, media, to bring that many people down to Orlando, thousands of them, and not have one positive test, that is quite the accomplishment. It really is. I'm being serious. Logistically, Adam Silver in the NBA did an amazing job in the bubble, but everything else was a disaster. Many of the players didn't want to be there. The quality of the basketball suffered as a result. The presentation was awful. I enjoy watching the NBA playoffs. Even I had trouble watching it in the bubble. Television ratings for the 2.5 months that they were in Orlando, disastrous. Record-breaking lows. But yeah, let's listen to the media again and make the same mistake and expect a different result. There is absolutely no reason to suspend the regular season. And to be honest with you, there's no reason for the NBA to force otherwise healthy players to sit games, especially on the biggest day of your regular season. But that is the strategy that the NBA went with. Kevin Durant, out due to the NBA's protocols. Kyrie Irving, same thing. LaMarcus Aldridge, Trevor Ariza, Kent Bazemore, Avery Bradley. Between the Nets and Lakers, 12 players were forced to sit out on Christmas Day because of protocols. And that's just one game. Half the damn league has been forced to sit out over the last couple of weeks. NBA ratings have been struggling for years now. Sitting star players is not the way to bring them back up. But what the hell do I know? Going into Christmas Day, the league still had James Harden and LeBron James. Semi-superstar Anthony Davis, he's been out for weeks now with another injury. If the NBA gave an award to the most fragile player in the league, it would be a tough contest between Anthony Davis and Zion Williamson. But have no fear. LeBron James fought through a nagging injury on Christmas to save the NBA. The King, Superman, he was there to save the day. Between Instagram and Twitter, LeBron James has over 150 million followers. Now, I'm sure many of them are crossovers, the same people following him on both platforms. But either way, LeBron has a massive social media following. Just like I told you guys last week when we talked about this, a large social media following does not equate to large television ratings. A large social media following It doesn't mean people are interested. It doesn't mean people are willing to sacrifice their time to watch you play basketball. The NBA viewed Nets-Lakers as the premier matchup on Christmas Day. Now, how do I come to that conclusion? Because they put them in prime time on ABC. Now, me personally, I thought Warriors-Suns was the best matchup. Phoenix and Golden State, two of the best teams in the league. Both teams had their stars on the court. They were available. There's no doubt about it, Steph Curry is the biggest draw in the NBA. The most watched NBA regular season games this season have involved Steph Curry and the Warriors. Instead of putting your best matchup, your best game in prime time, Adam Silver puts the Warriors in the late afternoon time slot, which is the second best slot. Once again, Adam Silver, the NBA, treating Steph Curry secondary to the self-proclaimed king, LeBron James. It just doesn't make any sense. And when I tell you the ratings in just a second, you will see that it backfired on the NBA. Adam Silver has the autonomy to shift time slots, shift games. Earlier this season, he moved LeBron James and the Lakers off ESPN on a Friday night to move Suns Warriors into that time slot. However, LeBron wasn't supposed to play that Friday. This was around the time when he kept testing positive for the COVID, then testing negative, then positive, then negative. No one knew if LeBron had it or not. 24 hours before the game, it's announced LeBron James, healthy, available to play. But it was too late to reinsert the Lakers back onto ESPN at that point. Trust me, if Adam Silver could have done it, he would have done it. He always makes concessions for LeBron James. He continues to market the NBA around him when the ratings clearly show Steph Curry and the Warriors are the more popular team, the bigger draw. Like I said, it doesn't make any sense. The Lakers suck. You had advanced notice Kevin Durant was not going to be available to play. Harden, LeBron, I mean, that's a good matchup in terms of star power, but it's not KD LeBron. Maybe Adam Silver put Warriors Suns in the afternoon to compete against the NFL, Aaron Rodgers and the Browns. If that's the case, that would have been a wise move. But judging by how Adam Silver has handled this in the past, I am not willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. They put LeBron in prime time because he's LeBron, and they thought he would draw the biggest audience. Question is, did LeBron draw? Sports Media Watch, they gave their prediction for ratings before Christmas Day. They predicted James Harden, LeBron James, Nets Lakers. They predicted they would draw almost 6 million viewers in prime time. Last year, Luka LeBron drew over 7 million in the same time slot. Now granted, last year they were not competing against the NFL. Colts Cardinals was on NFL Network exclusively Saturday night. And I guarantee you, on NFL Network, they had a bigger audience than this shit that LeBron James drew, which was 2.79 million. 2.79 million. Prime time, Saturday night, ABC. When I saw this number, I didn't believe it. I did not believe it. I went and checked two other sources just to be sure. I thought it was a mistake. With the Lakers struggling, half the damn roster sitting out, I didn't expect LeBron James to hit a home run. But less than 3 million people on Christmas? The supposed biggest star in the NBA on the biggest day of the regular season? More eyes are on the NBA on Christmas than at any other time except the playoffs. And they're drawing an audience smaller than NFL preseason games? Drawing a smaller audience than The Voice on NBC? All three sources I checked had the same number, 2.79 million. Now, if the media covers this, and I highly, highly doubt they will, but if the media does cover this, they are going to make excuses. The Kobe is to blame. Kevin Durant was out. People fell asleep early on Christmas. They will blame anything but the real reason. LeBron James is no longer a big draw. The evidence is overwhelming at this point. Record low playoff ratings, record low ratings for the NBA Finals in 2020, consistently declining ratings the past few regular seasons. When is Adam Silver going to wake up? Look, I am not saying that LeBron James is not a draw. He is still one of the biggest attractions in the NBA, but he is no longer the draw in a league that is struggling to draw an audience. It's going to be interesting to see what Steph Curry and the Warriors drew in the afternoon time slot. I think it'll be double the audience that LeBron drew in prime time, easily. Hell, it's not going to take much to double 3 million people on Christmas. That is absolutely embarrassing. But let me know what you guys think. Again, this number is preliminary. It will likely eclipse 3 million once the final ratings are released. But even still, it is still a pathetic showing for LeBron and the NBA on Christmas Day. Give me your thoughts on it. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.